لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، خالق السماوات والأرضين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على عبده ورسوله وحبيبه وصفيه أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، الذي سمي بالقرآن بطه وياسين، والمزمل والمدثر أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الدائم الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الحكيم وقرآن المجيد وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Alhamdulillah and all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that indeed He has given us once again an opportunity to commemorate these days of mourning of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. These days of mourning are not only the days of mourning, but to remind us about the uprising and its causes and its reasons behind it. The reason behind the uprisings of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is uprising for justice, to defend the oppressed Islam, to defend the oppressed Muslims, and to remind us till the day of judgment that how to differentiate between right and wrong, and from where a person should draw a gray line and able to understand between the righteous people, between the true believers and the so-called Muslims, to differentiate between true believers and hypocrites. Imam Hussein gave the lesson to the entire mankind that how they can serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they can serve the purpose of their life this month of Muharram, which is one of the basic factors to remain on the path of Islam, to remain on the path of justice. This event of Karbala reminds us that we should always be the follower of Quran and the follower of Muhammad and his progeny, Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Imam Hussein alayhis salam, life was a very challenging life, even well before this event of Karbala. Imam Hussein's life, when he was a small child, before the death and demise of his beloved mother, Hazrat Zahra Salamullah Alayha. Kindly recite Salat Muhammad wa Ali
Muhammad.
Again, he faced challenges after the demise of his father. And again, these two brothers, Imam Hassan and Hussein alayhimus salam, they faced lots of challenges and had to handle the atrocities of the tyrant rulers of that time. But they showed us the path that in whatever situation we are and wherever we are living, in whichever part of the world we are living, in whichever situation, whatever situation we are going through, there is always a way and path to follow the teachings of Quran and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. To be always on the side of truthful people and to the side of justice, rather we as the believers in Allah and followers of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, we should be the people who should be taking the initiative of prevailing justice in our societies, starting from ourselves, from our families, our communities, and so on. In these few days and nights in which we will be together, besides discussing the reasons of uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the responsibilities we as the believers and the lovers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam we have towards Islam, the responsibilities which falls on our shoulders, which we should be able to fulfill those responsibilities. There are a few things which are very basic, very fundamental, but we need to understand that if we would like to create a tall and big and huge building of Islam and the building of justice, the building of humanity and the service towards humanity, that the basis of and the fundamental of this tower, this building should be strong and firm. If this fundamental and the foundation of our beliefs are not strong enough, then there is always a doubt that this building and this tower may fall. So this iman, this believes in Allah and the believes in his prophets, and especially the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam.
Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And as Ahlul Bayt and believe in Quran and its teachings. This can only be developed, it can only be evolved, we can only able to understand its different levels when the foundation of our beliefs are strong. It's very simple. When a child, when we send our child to a school, what is our ambition about that child? Our ambition is that my son, my daughter should become a doctor, a learned person, a lawyer, someone, a good business person. Then why we are sending the child to learn A, B, C, D? Why we are sending them to learn 2 plus 2 is equal to 4? Because that child has to do a lot of big things. This child is not meant to learn all these little small things. The answer is also very simple. If the child doesn't learn ABC, if the child doesn't learn how to do 2 plus 2, then how this child is going to learn higher level of knowledge? Because the foundation of that child should be strong. If the foundation of his learning in early ages and early years of schooling is firm, then this child will be a good scholar, the child could be a good engineer, the child could be a good doctor, the child could be a good lawyer, the child could be a good parent, the child could be a good business person. Because his foundation, the basic information is correct and firm. But when we come to religion, when we come to the religion, we ignore many of these things. We indulge ourselves in ritualistic practices more than our fundamental teachings. Ritualistic practices are always admired if they are on the basis of the fundamental teachings of Islam. If they are not based and built on the fundamental teachings and faith of Islam, then these rituals are nothing other than some social activities, some cultural activity, then it cannot be said a religious activity. So rituals, practices, cultures, societies are based on some basic and fundamentals. If they are based strongly on that, on the strong foundations, the culture will be rich. The culture will have that ability to influence other people, to influence other cultures, because that culture is carrying some information which grows from that foundation of his or her belief. Kindly recite Salawat Muhammad wa It's been suggested by the honorable members of the board of this center that we all need to know much more about some basic and fundamentals of Islam, so we ourselves and our children can pave their foundations, and then they can build a strong character and lifestyle based on this strong beliefs. At times, simple topics becomes very difficult to explain in certain situations. In the first 10 days, it's really challenging to explain the basic and foundations of Islam. But inshallah, I will try to explain with some examples, with some reasons and logic. So where there are gaps in our lives and our beliefs, we may able to fulfill those places or cover those places and strengthen our beliefs. And remember, this is my style. I have been with you in last year as well. I'm open for questions always. You can ask any question, but don't expect reply of every question, because my knowledge is very limited. But I will try my best to give you an appropriate and adequate sort of a reply and answer, and or maybe guide you that from where you can find that answer, which website, what sort of books you can study, because many things it can be asked in a question that how this thing happened, but the answer is not that simple. You can ask a very small questions, but answer could be very lengthy and in depth. So at times it is difficult to explain certain replies in a gathering where the level of knowledge differs, because alhamdulillah in this majlis we can see there are small kids from pre-schooling, and there are some senior people who have lots of knowledge and lots of experiences and rather they are the guides and teachers and mentors. So there are different levels. So at times there could not be one reply and one answer to all. So you can always ask me later on after this speech. Anytime it's open, you can give me a written questions. The days to come, the nights to come, and I will try to accommodate those sort of questions which we can able to answer those things. But of course, you cannot expect everything and all sorts of information in these 10 nights. We are there. We need to discuss some other historical events as well, besides the discussing the fundamental beliefs of Islam. That the you can say this is a topic of these few nights is the fundamental of the fundamental of Islam, actually. So we will be discussing. I know when we discuss about the fundamentals and the basics, it becomes very dry. The speech I gave is already it's dry, and now it becomes with this topic becomes much more dry. But it can be little bit flavor by reciting a good salawat by Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Wa ala tawheed.
Allahumma.
Wa ala risalat.
Ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala haidari.
Ya Ali. So these are a few topics which we will be discussing. As in the beginning of the sermon, the basic surah was been recited, the surah which alhamdulillah even our kids have also memorized, and they should also memorize. There are a few surahs which every person must memorize, those surahs like Surah Fatiha, alhamdulillah, which is the essential surah for offering prayers. So everyone must able to memorize and recite it correctly. That is, they should know the correct pronunciation of that surah, which is called Tajweed. Everyone should know the Tajweed of these surahs. At times we made mistakes because they are the similar pronunciations. Like when we say Sirat al-Mustaqim, we say Sirat al-Mustaqim. That we should be pronouncing it with Saad, and we pronounce it with Seen. So there's a difference. Well, I'm not teaching you the Tajweed, but just giving you the idea that these are the essential surah. The most essential surah is Surah Al-Hamd. And then another surah which is also essential, that is Surah Tawheed, that is Surah Ikhlas, which is usually we say Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Now, these are the basic two surahs, important and just not important, but the essential part of our beliefs and the essential part of our prayers. So we should be able to correct ourselves, and it's nothing wrong. Maybe if you have shown your tajweed to the maybe 5 years back to some scholar, some alimuddin, or among yourself someone is alhamdulillah some good reciters, we have people who know how to recite Quran correctly with good tajweed, so they can gauge whether the pronunciation is correct or not. So you can always check yourself, and especially kids and youngsters, it's a must think that should be corrected, and you should be confident that the you know the correct pronunciation of these surahs and the other zikr which has been performed while performing salat. So it's a very important part of our life and our belief and our practices actually. Now this surah which I recited, Surah Tawheed, it has been named because of the essence which it carries. It says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, Allah is one. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allahu samad. And Allah is self-sufficient. Allah is samad, He is self-sufficient. Rather, He supports other. For better understanding, nothing can survive. Nothing can be in existence without the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That our existence is dependent on the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our existence depend on the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can exist without the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a basic thing. From where, inshallah, we will be discussing tomorrow as well, some of the basic reasons and logic behind this thing. But being the first night, I don't want to be too much of dryness, but you should prepare yourself really with the some dry speeches. So kindly recite salawat once again.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He has not given birth to anyone. And nothing has been born from him, and he has not been given, or he has been not born from someone. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. That no one has given birth to Allah. No one has given existence to Allah. From the other side, because there's a difference between giving existence, between creating and giving birth. Because if when mother gives birth to a child, mother is not giving existence to that child. Mother is not creating that child. That child has been created and developed and evolved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But mother is that valuable person who gives birth to that existence, to that creation of Allah, and bring that child from some other place to this world with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because mother becomes the carrier of that miracle, a miraculous existence of the child, Allah has given elevated status and value to mother which has not been given to fathers. We'll discuss some other time about the importance and the respect to mothers and fathers, and how we should be the respect should be the part of our lives. Regardless that we are living with our parents or not, regardless our parents are alive in this world, or maybe they have departed from this world. Till we are alive, till we are in this world, we have the responsibility to fulfill and do good to our parents. And there are different ways to perform that good deeds towards parents. But now coming to the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, that Allah is the creator of everything. He hasn't given birth. Allah says that we have created you when there was nothing. لَمْ يَكُمْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. That we have created when there was nothing there. Whenever a scientist creates something in this world, they create from different elements. They bring it together. Whenever a pharmacist makes a new medicine, they bring different components together and make a compound, a new medicine. But they do not create something new. They bring with a different blend. But Allah creates everything, and He has created everything when there was nothing. And He created those elements, and out of those elements, Allah has created this entire world, and Allah has created us human beings. Allah has created plants and animals and everything when there was nothing. So لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. And there is nothing parallel and equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because nothing can create anything. And because Allah has created everything, all depends on Allah. And Allah is the supporter of everything. As Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu was salam, he mentions in his munajat, Mawlai, ya Mawlai, antal maliku wa anal mamluk, fa hal yarhamal mamluka illa al malik. Oh my master, oh my master, I am your slave, I am your servant. Is there anyone else other than my master who can have mercy on me? So who's saying that? It's Amir al-Mu'mineen. When he was saying these things in the darkness of night, when there was no one other than himself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Mawlai, ya Mawlai, anta al-ghaniyya wa ana al-faqir, fa hal yarham al-faqira illa al-ghani. Master, oh my master, you are the sustainer, you are the self-sufficient, and I am the needy. Is there anyone else who can help me and fulfill my needs? And so on, one by one, Amir al-Mu'mineen exclaims and surrender himself in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although Amir al-Mu'mineen himself was the person who used to go around the city and used to feed hungry and poor people. He was the person who used to help other people. But when it comes to him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, I am nothing, Allah. Whatever I possess, it belongs to you. And when we go through the du'as and munajat of Ahlul Bayt, we find some common teachings among all our imams, that they submit absolutely and surrender themselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because whatever power we have, whatever knowledge we possess, whatever wealth we have, whatever wisdom we acquire, it all and all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing belongs to us. In one simple accident, you have seen people have forgot everything. Their minds have become a clean slate. How come? If knowledge was mine, then how come I forgot everything? No, it is miraculous signs to the humanity that, O people, who you take the pride by possessing a very little knowledge, that pride that does not belong to you, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given you that knowledge, who has given you that quality of generosity. It is Allah who has given us the wealth so we can enjoy our lives, help poor and needy, help the humanity, use our wealth wisely and adequately so it can be beneficial for us in this world and hereafter as well. Because whatever we spend from our wealth, which we have acquired by hard working, investment of our knowledge, investment of our time, investment of our energy, investment of our wealth, whatever we have acquired, when we spend for humanity, when we spend on the path of Allah, when we spend to propagate the enlightened words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the mankind. So it is not something we are doing ihsan on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the Allah who has given us the opportunity to spend that wealth wisely, so it can benefit us not only in this world but hereafter as well. Can you recite Salat Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
There could be many examples how to relate ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today being the first night of Muharram, the night of Muharram, and this was the night when Imam Hussein and his caravan was in the middle of that traveling from Makkah to Karbala. Rather, it was for Kufa, and then it was ultimately ended in Karbala. But just recall us some of the events, important events, that how Imam Hussain alayhi salam took this decision to leave Medina towards Kufa or Karbala. It was around the 25th or 26th of Rajab, or maybe it could be 24th of Rajab or 25th of Rajab, when the news came to Medina. What sort of news came to Medina? That Muawiyah has died. He has passed away. Now Yazid has asked all his governors to take allegiance from the people of those cities, and specially from the prominent figures like Abdullah bin Zubair and son of Talha, and also Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Although before the death of Muawiyah, he has advised, rather recommended Yazid that not to touch and take allegiance from Hussain ibn Ali. But Yazid ignored the recommendation of his father and sent people to take the allegiance from Imam Hussain alayhi salam. When the messenger of governor came to Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he was sitting with some other people, son of Zubair and son of Talha. He was sitting in the mosque of Medina. When a news came, a messenger came in the mosque and said that governor has asked you, all of you, to come to the palace. And it was the time was in night after Isha. So Imam at the same time mentioned, when this news came, Imam said, "Kalhakat halakat taghiya," that the oppressor has died, that is Muawiyah has died. So these two people, they knew that Imam has that knowledge, that divine knowledge. So they believed in Imam Hussain. And they ran away from Medina. They ran away from Medina. They did not even went back to their houses. They ran away towards Makkah and some other place. But Imam Hussain, he is not the son of someone who has left the battlefield. He is not the someone who has left Holy Prophet alone in the battlefield of Uhud. He is the son of Ali, the one who been always strong and always not only supporting the Prophet from behind, but Ali was the one. He used to be stand in front of the Holy Prophet and take all these stones on his chest, and used to safeguard the life of the Holy Prophet. Not once, but at several occasions, it was Ali ibn Abi Talib who safeguard the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Ya Hadri,
Ya Ali.
So how it could be possible that the son of the Lion of Allah, the son of the warrior of battle of Khandaq, Uhud, Badr, how it was possible that you can just leave and run away from the challenges? Imam Hussain said, give message to your governor that I will come tomorrow. But he insist that you should come right now. He said, okay, let me go to my house and I'll come over there. Imam Hussain collected his youngsters of his family. The number of those young people were around 18, the brave young guys. And he said, look, I'm going over there, you should accompany me. And if you hear me I'm shouting and we are arguing, just enter into the palace. And if you don't hear any sounds, then let it go. So Imam Hussain, accompanied by 18 brave young Hashmis, he came to the palace. And then the governor said that Muawiyah has died and Yazid has asked for your allegiance. Imam said, this is the darkness of night. You know who I am. Isn't it better that you ask for my allegiance in the broad daylight? So the governor said, yes, it's better. So tomorrow I will ask for the same thing, same the question. So Imam turned to go back, to go out. At that time there were some people. They said, oh governor, if you let Hussein ibn Ali, at this time you won't get hold of him next time. And that time Imam raised his voice and said, you, the person whose father is not known, you will going to stop me? Do you have that courage to stop me? And that a little argue was taken place, and Imam was been saved by those 18 brave people, and he was been taken out. And at that time Imam said and explained that I would not give my allegiance, mithli la yubaya mithla, that a person like me would not give allegiance to the person like Yazid, who is the person who drinks, he is the person who indulges himself in disgraceful activities, and so on. So Imam refused bluntly that this cannot be happened. Allahu Akbar. And at that time, when Imam left that palace, Imam did not went back to his home. You know where he went back? He went to the grave of his beloved grandfather. He went to the grave of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he went over there and lied on his grave and said, Oh grandfather, look to these people, that now they are forcing me to give allegiance to those people who are the oppressors, the tyrant people. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And while he was talking to his grandfather, he slept on his grave. He saw in his dreams the Holy Prophet came to him. When he saw the Holy Prophet in his dreams, like a child, he ran towards him and said, oh grandfather, take me with you. I would not like to live in this world anymore. take me with you. And at that time, the Holy Prophet said, Inna Allaha ayyaraka qatila, that the Allah would like to see you, Shaheed. You have the responsibility to fulfill. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And at that time, when he woke up, he went back to his house and said to everyone, to his family members, now prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for a journey. For a journey. He asked everyone, he also asked and requested his sister, Hazrat Zainab, Salamullah alayha, and said, Oh Zainab, this is the time which I need you. I need you from any other time. Allahu Akbar, the journey which has been promised has started. We need to move and leave the city of our parents, the city of our grandfather. From we had to leave Medina. The sister asked, oh brother, where we are going? Imam Hussein, although to everyone Imam said that we are going towards Kufa, but to Zainab, Imam Hussain said, oh Zainab, my sister, we are going towards our death, towards our Shahada. Allahu Akbar. Because he knew that this journey will end into his Shahada. And it will end into all those events which we saw, which we read in the ground of Karbala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Zainab said, oh brother, can it be avoided? Imam Hussain said, no, because we have given the task to fulfill those responsibilities, to show the right path to the people. We are the flag bearers of Islam. We need to take this flag of Islam from one place to another, from one generation to another. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They started to prepare themselves again on the next night. Imam Hussain again went to the grave of his grandfather. Allahu Akbar. The same message came to him. Same message given to him. And then in the end, Imam Hussain came to the grave of his mother, Hazrat Zahra, and said, Oh mother, I'm leaving this place. This is the farewell visit to your grave. Not anymore I would be able to visit your grave. I would be missing you a lot. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yes, now that time came, the 28th of Rajab, when these caravan of Hussain alayhi salam, the caravan of justice, it left Medina. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This princess Hazrat Zainab, when she was supposed to ride on the back of camel. She was just came close to the camel from one side. Hazrat Abbas came from the other side. Hazrat Ali Akbar came and help and assist their sister and his aunt to ride on the back of that camel. But yes, there was the day when there was no one to help and assist Hazrat Zainab. Assalamu alaikum ya Muhammad Allah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفراق عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين السلام عليكم جميع شهداء كربلاء ورحمة الله وبركاته وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي من قلم ينقلبون اللهم نسألك وندعوك باسمك العظيم الأعظم العازل الأجل الأكرم وبدم مقتول بكربلاء يا الله 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 ربنا تقبل منا هذا القليل oh Allah accept this little ibadat from us and give us tawfiq to understand the sacrifice of Imam Hussain alayhi salam oh Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif and give us tawfiq to be amongst his true believers and followers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma kulli waliyyika al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala wabai fi hadhihi al-sa'ati wa fi kulli al-sa'a waliyyan wa hafidha wa qaidan wa nasira wa dalilan wa ayna hatta تسكنه أرضك توعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا
شاہِ ہدا کا دل ہے بے